Over the last decade, while the rest of the country was enjoying an economic boom, the state of Wyoming was struggling. But now, just as the nation is hearing the word recession, Wyoming has some good news. The Cowboy State just got a surprising windfall, a state surplus of $700 million, the largest since the mid-80s. From Wyoming Public Radio, Bob Beck reports on the state's good fortune and whether it's going to last.
Wyoming Governor Jim Geringer learned of the magnitude of the surplus the morning before he delivered his State of the State address, and he didn't hesitate to bring it up on numerous occasions in his speech.
Back in the early 90s, I remember seeing a bumper sticker that said, "Dear God, please give us just one more boom, and this time we won't screw it up." Well, our prayers have been answered, and now we have to figure out how to work with it.
Wyoming's economy usually does better when the nation is struggling with high energy prices, as it is now. That's because the state's economy is based on commodities such as natural gas, oil, and coal. But as state revenue forecaster Steve Summers points out, even though the Wyoming government may be feeling flush right now, many of the state's residents may not even notice.
If you're a person who does not participate in any of the extractive industries, you still have to pay utility bills and gasoline bills, and those things are going up, and maybe your income, because it's not derived from minerals production, your income may not be going up at all.
Still, at Coal Creek Coffee Company in Laramie, some customers are cheered by the state's windfall. Bond Hauser, a 25-year Laramie resident and retiree, says the upturn is not all that surprising.
As long as I've lived here since 1974, the economy in the state has been like on a roller coaster, up and down, up and down, up and down. And it just seems to continue that trend. The legislature doesn't seem to, or whoever is responsible for it, doesn't seem to be able to get the economy to run on a gradual incline. It's just not done that way here.
Dick Wagner, another retiree and a lifelong Wyoming resident, says he'd like to see that boom-bust cycle broken.
It's unfortunate, I think, in Wyoming. You're so dependent on the mineral industry for income and taxes to support the state that some or another, somebody has got to find a way to diversify so that we're not so dependent on a single industry.
And he might be right to worry. State economists are concerned that this current boom was particularly sudden and doubt it will last. This concern is shared by the state legislature. House Minority Floor Leader Chris Boswell says most indications are that this boom could turn around as quickly as it came, especially as the nation works through its energy problems.
The prices fall and there will be a reduced demand for Wyoming's natural gas. Our severance taxes fall. We run flat into another budget problem in this state, and we're a little concerned about digging ourselves into too deep a hole at this point when we know that that is coming down the road.
Lawmakers are working the budget this week, and there's a long line of requests to dip into the surplus, from the state's education community to corrections to capital construction. But for now, the House and Senate leadership would prefer putting the money into savings accounts, so they will be ready for the next bust. For NPR News, I'm Bob Beck in Cheyenne.